Track 13. Unit 3. Listening 2. Animal Intelligence.
All right, everyone, let's get started. Now, as you know, today we're going to talk about animal cognition, which is just a fancy way of saying the thoughts of animals. If animals have any thoughts at all, of course. Now, I asked you all to watch a short online video of an experiment on bird cognition. I hope you all had a chance to watch. No? Come on, people, it's only a minute long. Okay, then, maybe someone who saw the video can summarize it for us. Yes, Allison, go ahead.
Okay, this was an experiment on crows and tools. They wanted to know if crows can make tools to get food. So there was a tube and a bucket of food at the bottom of the tube, and they gave the crow a piece of metal wire. They gave it a straight piece of wire, which wouldn't work to get the food. You needed a hook to pull up the bucket. That's an important detail.
Uh-huh, go on.
So anyway, the bird took the wire and tried to pull up the bucket, but of course it couldn't do it. After failing a few times, the crow suddenly gets an idea, and you can totally see it thinking, aha, I've got it. And then it took the wire and bent it into a hook, and it used the hook to get the food. It was amazing. Crows are so smart.
Thank you, Allison, for that very clear summary. I just want to disagree on one point. Allison said you can see the crow thinking. But is that totally accurate? I mean, can we actually see thoughts inside the bird's head?
Well, I guess not.
It's okay. Here's my point. We see the crow's behavior. We can't see inside the bird's head. Although the crow might be thinking, reasoning, making a decision, we just don't know for sure, at least not yet. Now, of course, this behavior is definitely surprising. After all, for many years, we thought that only humans could use or make tools, although we now know that other animals do use tools, such as chimpanzees. It's still very surprising to see a little bird doing this. And what's more, this kind of bird also makes tools in the wild. It's not just one special bird in a laboratory. This species, the New Caledonian crow, only lives on a few little islands in the Pacific. After traveling to these islands, researchers observed crows in the wild making tools out of twigs and leaves in order to find insects and other things to eat. This made researchers wonder, what is happening here? Maybe crows really are intelligent. It's also possible that the wild crows were just copying the behavior of other crows, or perhaps they were acting on instinct. That is, maybe these crows are just programmed to make tools, you know, automatically, without thinking anything at all. Now, this brings us to experiments like the one Allison just described for us. This crow had never seen metal wire before this experiment. That's very significant. Let me explain why. When a wild crow makes a tool out of a leaf, there could be many explanations for that. Maybe it's just copying. Maybe it's instinct. However, as it had never seen metal wire before, those explanations are less likely. Now, oh, yes, Bella?
Well, I was just wondering. I mean, maybe this crow just made the tool by accident. Like you said, we don't know for sure that the crow was really thinking, I know, I'll make a tool.
That's a good point. The researchers wondered about this too. So they repeated the experiment with the same crow, and the crow bent the wire 9 times out of 10. But on the other hand, they also did the same experiment with a different crow, and that crow bent the wire only 1 time in 10. So more research is needed here. And here's one more thing. Scientists compared the brains of New Caledonian crows to the brains of other birds, like pigeons. Even though crows and pigeons are about the same size and weight, the crows' brains are much larger. And scientists are doing new research all the time on the actual brain activity of these fascinating creatures. So, let's discuss this. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts. Are these crows thinking? What's happening in their heads? Yes, Tara.
Well, if you ask me, it's obvious that...